Well, hello Audio Boo, it's Ian McKendrick here. I'm at the B2B conference or seminar or exhibition that's down here at the IQ Centre in Cambridge.
IQ Cambridge.
It's IQ Cambridge. And I am with Mr. Peter Watts, who is the Membership Development Officer for the Cambridge Chamber of Commerce. Hello, Peter.
Hello, Ian.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
And it's packed here today.
It is, and it's just as we expected it.
So you're here representing the Chamber today, and you've got a lovely big stand here, all lovely, dressed up all in red and white for those who can't,
see.
And the red tie as well. I've got my purple tie on today. So tell us a little bit about the Chamber and what you do. What are you doing to help businesses in Cambridge?
Okay, well, we're the Cambridgeshire Chambers of Commerce. That consists of five chambers. So you have Cambridge, Peterborough, Huntingdon, Ely and Fenland. They each have a committee that serves the local business community. And what we strive to do is to connect businesses with businesses through a series of networking events. So we have evening networks, as we did in Peterborough last night. We have breakfast, we have brunches, we have lunches.
Yeah.
So there are opportunities for businesses to connect with each other, in the hope that they will do business at some point. But it's about building your contact base in business. So it might not be the person you're talking to today that wants to do business or doesn't need your product or service, but in the future, hopefully they'll remember you.
Yeah.
But also it helps the referral process within local businesses. So if they know a person who can or can supply something, it's great if they have had that personal contact with them and can pass their name on. And it becomes a live and real referral rather than just someone, I met someone recently who did this and did that. It's something that is where they've had real experience of their product or service. And so it's about helping people connect with each other to provide reciprocal services and to engage with public sector, the large businesses, the small startup businesses and other organisations that help businesses to develop.
And you've got some special ways of doing that as well, because I used to be a member of the Chamber and absolutely brilliant, used to put some brilliant events on and still do. One of the ones I used to like was your safari breakfasts. Tell us a bit about those.
The safari breakfast. Yes, it's one of our favourites. I think a few have tried to copy the model, but basically it takes that daunting prospect of someone that's never been with a crowd of business people to stand up and give a presentation and introduce themselves. So what we do is we put you on tables of five.
Yep.
When you arrive, you have a badge which has three letters on that correspond to letters on the table.
Yep.
So when you arrive, you go to the first letter, let's say A, you meet five people you haven't met before, and you get 2 minutes each to introduce yourself, products and services, and then the next person has 2 minutes, and when you've done that, a bell will ring, and you move to the next table as designated on your badge.
Yep.
Corresponds to it. So you meet another five people. It's a relaxed, formal, informal way of introducing yourself to
and
other
business
And you get
lots
people.
Of business cards. I remember coming out with my pocket stuffed full of business cards because you meet so many people.
We would have anything between 30 and 50 people at these breakfasts. So you're not going to get to meet everybody, but you will go away with lots of business
cards.
I'd
like to give you a bit of feedback, if I may.
Yeah.
I was a bit disappointed at my first safari breakfast.
Why
I went
that?
I just thought I'd get a fresh breakfast at every table that I went to.
Come on, Brian. Ian, even. As much as I enjoy my food like you, one breakfast is enough for anyone.
All right, joking aside, we're going to have to wrap it up now. So could you give me three pearls of wisdom or three things that you think businesses should be doing to be successful?
Don't forget, face-to-face networking is more powerful than the internet.
Right.
People do business with people.
Exactly. I'd agree with that.
And get involved with all the local activities, both social and business, in your local area.
Yeah.
Is that three?
Was that two?
Was it? Oh, sorry. That's a lot of things, yeah. support your local business activities, like exhibitions. We do four of these a year in different parts of the county.
Yeah.
Come along. If you don't want to exhibit, at least come along and meet people. Familiar names, logos, we know about.
Yeah.
But do we know the people behind them?
Yeah.
And it's an opportunity to come
and it's those people behind it, there's the relationships that's going to make that business happen.
Well, as I say, you know, people do business with people, and if you know who you're dealing with, you're more likely to buy from them in the future.
That's brilliant. All right then, Peter, thank you very much indeed. Audio Boo, it's Ian McKendrick, over and out.